Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning? Where are you guys at?
These are total killers. These are not the nice, sweet little people that you think, okay?
Where are my total killers? Those of you guys who are focused, determined to get what you really want out of life, and we meet every single day at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time for just you and me, two guys just talking about life, light but deep, effective but not overbearing, right? Just two buddies talking about life. As you come onto line, I appreciate us being mental and emotional workout partners, you showing up every single day. Good morning, Jim. How are you today, sir? Really appreciate you being here once again. Jim is one of our true killers, going for it, showing up every single day, just touching bases here. I really appreciate you guys coming here in the morning and just being interested in what I have to say. As you know, I show up every single day. I process this journey called life. I use not just my own personal experiences. I have the privilege of working with men all over the country, all over the world. What am I talking about? All over the world, who are ambitious, driven to take their life to the next level. And I get all the experiences, right? I go, wow. It helps me. I help them, right? And then I come over here every single day and give you the burst of some lessons I learned, the cheat sheet, so to speak. Good morning, York, another total killer who comes here every single morning. Good morning, Jeremy, and I'm not sure if Christian is there, too. If you're there, good morning to you, Christian, too. Hello, Sherimont. Good morning to you, sir. I hope I didn't butcher your name too badly. I really appreciate you being here. Again, I'm here every single morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time for our daily dose of what I call MTC, mental toughness conditioning. What that means is I'm not going to tell you something that you've never heard before. You know, who knows? Maybe because of our commonality, the things we have in common. Maybe it's fitness. Maybe it's our determination to take our lives to the next level of personal development. Whatever it might be, maybe I'll just say it in a different way, like bro to bro, birds of a feather, we're flocking together. And so I just say the same old thing in a different way that, hey, all of a sudden makes sense to you. Maybe it's a point in your life where this is the time you are meant to hear it, and here I am. Isn't the internet great where we can connect like this every single morning to really focus on what we want most in life? And I'm just here to remind you of what that is, what you really want most in life. So maybe we should make it a discipline. Hey, this is where I'm most challenged in life. So Skip is going to speak to me. I just know it. I have that faith. Whatever he talks about, I'm going to take it through that filter to help me get this area of my life. So whether that is in financial, business, on the job, relationships, friendships, whatever it might be, business relationships, or it's your health or fitness or your level of confidence and certainty, whatever it might be, think about what you want most in. Maybe if you seek, you will find. Maybe in my words today, my stories, my example, it's going to be something just what you need right at this time. All right. Hello, John. Hello, Luca. And good morning, Wyatt. Just watched the Manformation Monday replay every Monday night. I do this every Monday night, the Manformation program. Manformation.com. If you are not familiar with that website, check out Manformation.com. It's confidence and leadership strategies for men. So whatever it is you want in life, it's broken down. It's broken down there. I was inspired. That was my journey. I wrote every single word. Every video comes from my soul, my head, my life experience, giving to you, because I know that in this environment, I attract a lot of people who go through the same journey, same challenge, same successes as I do. And so I push myself. The same skill set that helped me become a six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder and start my other business and do other things, I use that same structure, discipline. They used to call me the mass machine. And I applied that to how can I be more influential, persuasive, confident, get all the things in life that I know I have this talent for. I just had to put these pieces together. You're going to find that on the Manformation program. And what Wyatt was talking about was every Monday night I do one of these live chats. I call it Manformation Monday. And by the way, that is at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific time every Monday night. So make sure if you're on Periscope, that's at Skip LaCour. On Facebook, it's facebook.com, Skip LaCour page. Make sure you like it. Make sure you favor it. Make sure that you comment and post and you ask me questions. Get your shout outs. And you share this so all your friends see just how amazing you are. Wow, that Wyatt. Good morning, Binon, good morning, sir. You know, John, Luca, you know, everyone who's giving me the shout outs, Jeremy, Jorg, Jim, right? You're going to share this with your feed so that people go, wow, that guy is amazing. Is this the type of interesting stuff that he fills his mind with? Wow, I knew that guy was a mover and shaker. That's what he feels is my health. I'm reading about my neighbor's problems or somebody saying, this is it. If you don't read this post, I'm eliminating all my friends from social media. You're not true friends. You never asked me how, you know, my day was yesterday. Or whatever that BS you're looking at, that those other people are looking at, you're going to stop and say, wow, this is the stuff that John, Luca, Yorick, Jeremy and Christian look at. Wow, I knew that they were movers and shakers. They feed their mind with this stuff. Why? I'm feeling myself with the other stuff. Maybe I should be looking at what they're looking at, right? Yes, they are. Thank you so much. York talks about how these talks are just a great way to start his day. They are a great way to start my day. And a little tip for those of you who want to take your life to the next level, when you have to step up and become a leader, you can't help. You got to walk your talk. If you're going to do all this talking, you got to start living it. And even if you don't think you're quite ready for it, this will get you ready for it, right? I can't tell you, since I started this, I don't know, 59 days ago or whatever, I mean, pushing myself, having to come up, having to be excited and in state to deliver the message because I have you here, that pressure has just, oh my God, it's taken my creativity and my action plans to a whole new level. So many times you have to step up and then you even become more of that person you really want to be. So that's a little bit of a tip. Good morning, Colton. Really love seeing Colton here. Colton is 19 years old. I know how this material, how these thoughts are being injected into Colton's 19-year-old brain, how it's just going to change his life forever. The whole trajectory is going to change being exposed to this. I know what it did for me when I was 21 years old. And I'm glad I can be that guy. But more, I congratulate you, Colton, for stepping up and being here every morning and investing a half hour or so of your time trying to get this down to 20 minutes or so. I know it's the greatest investment time you'll ever make. You know, here's the thing, Colton. Just stick with it because sometimes it's going to feel amazing. Wow, I show up. Skip says something that just hits me perfectly in my life today. Sometimes you're not going to feel that. Some days you're going to feel amazing, just like working out. And then after a while, you know, you feel great. Your life's a lot better. Your thoughts, the chatter is gone. You're growing. You know that. It's just that you don't get that effect like the first, you know, 20 times you showed up and listened and watched This Morning Connection, right? You got to remember, just stick with it because you don't know how your life would have been if you didn't listen to this, how less it would have been, right? So you got to stick with it. How can this hurt you, right? I keep it light. I keep it airy. This isn't, sometimes we get this information on the internet. I don't know if this happens to you, but sometimes I see someone on the internet. He's an expert. He's passionate about something that I want more of. And I know he spent time there, the time that I haven't spent there. I know I can learn so much. And he's got this systematic program. He's so generous with his time and his energy. I know that he is a force to be reckoned with. And it's just that it's a step-by-step system. And then, like, I'm learning it, and my chest is getting tight because I just want to suck it into my brain and absorb it in hyperspeed, and I don't want to watch the half-hour video, right? And, you know, with all our time constraints and our commitments, but we know we should, right? I don't want this to be like this. I want you to just come and visit me every single morning. And it's just, you know, one thought that I say, whether you're here for 5 minutes or the whole time, you don't need to do that because it's just the energy that we're getting. We're the five people we hang around most because you're taking the time to be with me. And all of us are elevating that average of the five people we hang around most just by showing up. So whether you stay here for 5 minutes or the whole 20 minutes, right? You know you're getting something out of that. It's changing your thought patterns, going in the direction that you want most. It's bringing up your energy. At the very least, you got something to talk about at your next party or gathering, and they're gonna think you're amazing. So while I'm talking to 20 guys from around the world, while I'm thinking about this, oh my God, what am I talking about? It's almost 7 o'clock. I got to deliver, right? While I'm putting myself through the grind, I get to deliver it to you, and then you can just take it, go to a party, and look how amazing. And it's like, wow, that Yorick guy, that Colton guy, man, he's an old soul. He's so wise. How did he get all that wisdom at such 19 years old, right? So a lot of ways to win by showing up here every single morning. Good morning, Karen. How are you today? You know, I give this, it's man stuff, right? I always I'm sorry. It's not Karen, it's Karan. And I see a physique, a bodybuilder guy, right? But I always do like to see the women who know that this information is universal, whether you're male or female. It's just about getting what you want in life. So it's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. You know, one of the best things about what I do, what I just love so much about doing what I love to do for a living, and what's about life, is that every situation, everything that happens in my life, positive, negative, or anything in between, everything in my life serves me in one way, shape, or form. And it's just great that I know everything I watch on television, every interaction, playing the ball with my little boys, looking into my little girl's eyes, I learn something, and then I get to share it with you. I get to take it in. It's like I have to pay attention to life, right? So I'm always learning. Life is always teaching me a lesson. There's always something I can use to build my MTC, mental toughness condition, right? So yesterday I see Wyatt is watching on Facebook. And I have to tell you, Wyatt, you inspired this morning connection yesterday. And let me tell you what the story is real quick, is that, you know, sometimes I observe things on the internet. As you know, I try to keep things positive. Focus on that. There's plenty of things out there negative. You don't need me one more source of all that bringing your attention to something negative. And I pride myself on that. That's where I want to go. Hello, Long. How are you, sir? Thank you for joining us today. And so, you know, but sometimes I just notice things, and I don't like to just come out and say it negatively. I like to be a little tongue-in-cheek, a little stealth about it, right? But I like to make observations. And so I do that every once in a while. And basically what I said, the meaning of what I said, even though I didn't phrase it this way, was, hey guys, you know, if you're looking around social media and it looks like everyone around you has this amazing life, I mean, they're traveling to all these great places, all these great dinners, all these fun times, all these smiles, I mean, they've got great abs, they have great cars, and it just seems like they have these amazing life, or so it looks that way to us, or it's the way they portray it. Now, you know, again, there's so many people who are negative on the internet, you probably heard this, hey, they don't live that life, they're just portraying their life to be that way. Well, first of all, we don't know that to be true. Why do I assume because someone has a smile on their face, or they can travel around the world and they have all this happiness and success, how does it serve me to just assume that they're lying? How do I know? Hell, that's somebody's car that they're in. They're really in a different country. They are holding a glass of fine wine at what looks to be a nice restaurant. How does it serve me by saying, oh, they're just being phony, right? So, you know, hell, I hope that everything that they're happening is just the way they portray it and more, because it wakes me up. Wow, I can have some of that. You know, what did he do that I didn't do? Maybe it's that that looks fun. I never thought about that. Hey, Carrie, hey, our next little pal, let's set some goals to make that happen. We never thought about it, but look, we can actually do this and go there. Actually, you know, there's this whole man formation movement that 2016 is the year of the man formation, right? You know, I'll tell you, that whole inspiration started because I'm looking at the internet, I'm seeing, you know, the pictures of the guys and they're doing their little seminar, and they take the picture, it looks like oh my God, there's thousands of people. Wow, they're amazing. Now, I guess I could be negative and say, oh, they just cropped everybody out. That's an optical illusion. It's really, you know, not that packed or whatever I could. You know, I thought, wow, here I am. I have the privilege right now of talking to thousands of people every single day through this social media outlet. Technology is amazing, and I can do it from the comfort behind my desk in my home office upstairs while, you know, my wife and babies are sleeping, right? But wow, look at that. That looks fun. That looks amazing. That's an option that's available to me. I got to set my mind to it just like they did. If they can do it, I can do it too, right? But the thing is, I wanted to say in this post, it was, hey, guys, if your life doesn't look as amazing as all those people and you're a person I respect, it looks like I've done some interesting things in my life. My life looks nothing like that either, right? Kind of just saying, if you're feeling that way, I feel that way too. But I said it more stealth, on purpose, right? And so I posted it, and Wyatt said, I don't get it, right? I don't get it, right? Well, first of all, every time I do it stealth like that, I realize, you know, I'm not just directly communicating. I realize that. I kind of say in a way that I only want the people who are exactly on my wavelength to get it. It's like secret code type of thing. So I don't expect everybody to get it. You know, I could just be direct and to the point. But the interesting thing about it is I stopped and I said, you know, I really wish that Wyatt would get it. But you know what? I take responsibility. And so today it's about stepping up and taking responsibility for both sides of the communication, right? So when you're in relationships, whether they're intimate relationships with your girlfriend, your wife, your future wife or girlfriend, business relationships, or you're with your friends, I can't tell you how many people who say, well, I can't help it. They don't know me. I'm just being me. They can't handle it. They can't handle it. Don't change or whatever. You know, sometimes we don't communicate very well. Maybe our clever language, they don't get it, right? And we can blame them and just be us, right? Yes, I appreciate that too, Wyatt. Wyatt is, he's glad that he can be the source of the information and inspiration that allows me the topic for this morning connection. I get to say it now to thousands of people around the world. So good job, Wyatt. And so, but I can't believe how many people think, well, it's their fault. I said it. You know, look, if you want the best things in life, if you want to be a leader, okay, and you really care about the other person and you really care about the outcome. You know, I talked about that on last night's Manformation Monday, is that, you know, you got to be results driven. If your conversation is only to stay safe, to look good, right, and protect yourself and your emotions, maybe you need to think about that. Or is it, I am communicating with this person to reach an outcome? Then why do you care if you have to say it again? Why do you care if you have to come out of your comfort zone if you are really after the result? And that's to you and that other person reach an agreement, a mutual connection, business, intimacy, whatever it is you want. Why do you stay in your own little crowded place saying, well, I said it? See, once you do that, once you become results driven and you take responsibility for both sides of the conversation, and by that what I mean is not only what you say and how you say it, that your sensory cue to the other person, did they even get what you have to say? Because if you're saying it, right, the result, I guess, should be that they understand what you're saying. Are you sensory cue, whether they tell you I don't get it or not? Right? Are you sensory acute to what your message is, what your intended outcome is, that they're even getting it? Or do you just, I've said it, check. If they don't do something with it, that's their fault. I can't tell you how many people I deal with who are so angry at the world. And they get on, there are some experts here, see this a lot in the fitness industry, and everything is everybody else's problem. Don't trust people. People will let you down. This, that. People are horrible. You can watch your back. Whatever that bullshit is. I mean, how about you? How about you? You ever think about your maybe issues, maybe how you're communicating? Maybe you're tight and afraid, and that's coming across. And you're curling up. you're playing it safe, and so the other person is playing it safe, and we can communicate with our words, but we can also communicate with our body language and our intent. They know when we're tight. Now, here's the thing about it is, most of us, we know we're flawed in some way. We're not perfect, right? We know that. And so, you know, if I was your coach and I went, boom, hey, did you ever think about that? And let's just say you were in that moment, you were really receptive. Hey, things aren't working in my life. Thank you very much, coach, for that advice. I need to look at myself and I need to go forward. You know, you would want that empathy and that understanding, like, hey, I'm not perfect, right? Quit expecting me to be perfect. Do we give that same empathy to that other person who we're communicating with? Or do we just say it? We say it once. I'll tell you, when your standards are so low that you're going to say it once, and if they don't get it, that's their problem, right? You're not going to use all your creativity, your resources, all that determination and tenacity to think of another way. And if that doesn't work, think of another way. And think of another way if you give up on the other person, just like you don't want them to give up on you. Communication. It's so important, and somebody has to step up and become a leader. You know, many times if you are that type of person, I see this all the time. And again, the great thing about social media is I can't prevent you knowing all about me. It comes across in every word that I say, my body language. You get a good feel of everything that's amazing about me, everything he needs to work on that. He doesn't really understand he needs to work on that, right? Plus all the things I know I need to work out and everything in between. That's the great thing about the internet, especially the more people expose you. And that's a good thing, all right? That's a good thing. But you, as the other person, you can learn so much from the experts by what they say and not about the topic that they're talking about, how they see the rest of the world. Because it's easy to be great at one topic if that's all you focus on. But you can see how they put all the pieces together with their values in life. And I see that a lot of times is that people get so down on other people, yet they don't understand how tight they are and how, you know, the communication, the relationship is built on being tight. I'll tell you this one thing. If you know that about you, if you know that your code is don't trust people until they prove themselves to you, right? I'm telling you, healthy people, positive people say, yeah, let's do this. You know what? Let's do this. Let's put our heart and soul into it. We don't have to wait until every I is dotted or every T is crossed. I believe in you. I believe in me. I believe this is going to work out. And you know what? Here's the thing. You could be the biggest flake in the world. I'll see that later if that happens, right? But my instincts allow me to trust you. And here's the thing. You flake out on me. It happens to the best of us, right? I'll be fine either way. I can't go forward in my life by saying no. All no does is keep you where you are. You have to say yes to somebody. You have to put your faith and trust in somebody. Here's the thing that I wanted to emphasize to you is that if you are that non-trusting person, and look, there are many of us who aren't trusting, right, and don't know it. Especially if you already know it, right? And if you're like from the show me state, so to speak, you know, Missouri, and you know that about you, right? Like I said, healthy people are just going to want positive people who would, let's just do this, right? They don't make the other person jump through all these trust hoops, right? And so all the healthy people are going to go off with the healthy people. And all the people who do put up with all your trust, BS, and wait, I'm holding back on how committed I am until you show yourself, because that's just how it's supposed to work out, right? Here's the thing is, all the healthy people are going to go away, and then all the people who are like that with you and both your guarded, because we only deserve to attract people who are at our level or below, right? You can't have that total faith driven person, optimistic, who gives you the benefit of that, trust and love with empathy and wants to go forward. You don't, you don't deserve that person if you can't be that person yet. When you become that person, your life will be filled with that. So do you ever wonder why those people who are so tight and trusting and the world is this way, people are this way, and then they continue to claim about people because, yeah, that's exactly what they're attracting, all the healthy, optimistic people. You know, they either had a little test drive with you and saw that you weren't coming out of your shell fast enough, like healthy people do, or they kind of sniff that out, like animals in the jungle, that you're that type of person. Hey, I wish him the best. But, you know, I'm going to hang around people like me. And then you're never even exposed to those healthy people. So, of course, your world is going to look like all you only have backstabbing people you can't trust. Never think about that. It starts with you. It starts with you becoming a leader and being determined to use everything you can to make sure your message is heard and received and spoken in a way that they understand their modalities, their view of the world. That's what a real leader does. Puts that responsibility on himself, not just throws out there and hopes. And then if it doesn't get received, he blames it on other people. So just some things to think about during our morning connection today. I really appreciate you guys showing up for our daily hit of MTC Mental Toughness Conditioning. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com. I really enjoy your feedback. I really love you guys telling me what you're finding most valuable about this time we spend together. Sometimes it even starts a little conversation. I want to help you directly, so I don't just give this broad, general, helpful, but very general information that you may know how to apply to your life. Let's start a conversation. Maybe I can, boom, you know, hit you right between the eyes like you want and you need because you're determined to get to the next level and just create all this clarity so we can find out what the stories, metaphors, analogies, the situations that are specific to you in your life so you put your personal growth on steroids. All right, guys. Have an amazing, outstanding, awesome day, and I will see you tomorrow.